Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for Dear Drew. And what is dear little Drew doing today, Mark?
I have no idea, and I often have no idea after I watch it. So let's take a look together.
New Year's resolutions. Should I run an ultra marathon? Nah, it's not very challenging. Need to start up a small business on the side. Maybe get into modeling, underwear modeling, maybe. New Year's resolutions are stupid. Just keep being great. You should just keep being great. Don't make any resolutions. Just keep being great. First question from Chris Ketchum. Dear Drew, if the Texans make the playoffs, when the Texans make the playoffs, will Arian Foster be healed up enough to play? Unfortunately, no. Arian is on the shelf with the Achilles injury. And even if he were to get healthy enough to play, he can't because he's been placed on injured reserve. And once that happens, you're done, unless you're on the IR with designation return. And he was not placed on that because Ryan Griffin was. Brandon Lozoya. Dear Drew, how long have you known Spanish?
Bienvenidos a Puntos Extra. Me llamo Drew Doherty con la voz de los Texans, Enrique Vasquez.
Studied it in junior high, in high school, and in college. Lived in Spain for a semester. I worked at Telemundo in Lubbock for 4 years. And now I do Puntos Extra with my good pal, Enrique Vasquez. Josh Smits says this, and he's got the question formed correctly. He says, when, not if, the Texans get into the playoffs, who would you want to see in the first round? I don't care. I just love that the Texans are in the playoffs. I don't care. I love it. Jesse Chen, Dear Drew, how many years does Shane Lechler have left in him?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Well, if you're talking about earthling years, I mean, that guy could probably live to be 110, 115. He's an outdoorsman. He's a healthy type. He's a pro athlete. I could see him living a good long time. If you're asking about how many more years as a punter in the NFL, he wants to hang around. I could see him punt until he's 50, and he's only like 38 right now. And Jesse, man, oh man, happy New Year, because that question wins you scratch off. So scratch away, but first, email this email right here and say, hey, I won the Texas Lottery scratch-offs by watching Dear Drew. Man, happy New Year. Be safe. Love you lots. And let's go Texans.
All right, thank you, Drew. Nothing left to talk about other than the task at hand. That is the Jaguars and the Houston Texans will be led by Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer, who's been out since the Patriots game, so he will have not seen any action in 3 weeks by the time he takes the field. So definitely worth keeping your eye on him. They need a good performance and need to clinch and need him ready for the postseason. But got to take care of business Sunday.
Take care of business on Sunday, and we will be there taking care of business, getting you started on Texans Countdown Live at 10 a.m. right here from NRG Stadium. Then be sure to flip right back on over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, where we are not only wrapping up a victory, but clinching.
Yes, let's do it together.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Whedon, shotgun, blue in the backfield with him. Ben Jones snaps Whedon the ball. Whedon looking, firing left side of the end zone again. Hopkins with the catch this time. Bring it up. Touchdown, Houston.